Back here on the Spartanburgers Radio Network, Andrew Seliver joined by Tyler Hickman. First year with Hub City here with the Spartanburgers as a Rangers data apprentice. Tyler, first month or two here with the Spartanburgers, what's it been like?
It's been great, man. The environment is amazing, man. The fans come out in waves, and it's just been fun to see. This is a very nice place, and I've been enjoying it so far.
You were down with the Hickory Crawdads last year. You make them jump up here to High A. Any big differences or similarities between the job last year and this year?
The job is pretty much very similar. New stadium. This is almost like a major league stadium sometimes, how it feels. But it's all a lot of resources here. That makes it easier and more convenient. But Hickory was a very nice place as well. Very old school, but it feels like home at times. So. But I think this place has more resources, and Spartanburg is a great place, like I said.
Walk us through what the day-to-day in your life here at Fifth Third Park looks like.
I get here early. Usually I'm working out a lineup and manager cards for the games and things like that, umpire cards. I handle all of the data, making sure that the pitchers and hitters, they all get their data and their reports from the day before and the video to go along with it. These guys need to, you know, game plan, and they like to see how they're doing every day. And so I just make sure those guys get what they need as far as the data and video needs.
When you talk to the pitchers and to the hitters about the game before, right, what are some of the different stats that they're looking at and trying to get their eyes on?
Yeah, so usually we have, like, different meetings. So, like, our pitchers might have a meeting after their start, the starters. And so I sit in on those meetings, and usually the pitching coach leads it, and I'm just there to provide any help if there's any changes, and as far as like maybe the extension or release point changes or anything like that. But most of the time it's simply game planning, seeing what we can improve better. If there's anything I can help the coaches with stat-wise, like I said, that can be release height changes, extension changes, anything that might improve their velocity. So we're always just looking for an edge with the numbers. So.
Any numbers or data things that have stood out to you here over the last couple weeks?
So, I would say something that's interesting that I found so far is that this is actually yesterday, that some of the extension numbers are a little lower here. So, guys will get more extension on the road, and it's just a difference. You know, every park's different. They have their own different park factors, and you got to factor those in when looking at players. And so it's a totality of everything. You got to look at the whole picture and can't just always be strictly numbers. That's why I think it's important that some of the coaches who played, you know, professionally or anything like that have their input in things that I see with the numbers. So we collab on that.
Yeah. Spartanburgers data apprentice Tyler Hickman with us here on the Spartanburgers Radio Network. I'm sure that the numbers here at Fifth Third Park would suggest that this is a pitcher-friendly ballpark.
Yes, sir, yeah. This is, we were talking about it. So last year this was probably one of the most pitcher-friendly parks, and then you have more hitter-friendly parks like Greensboro and Asheville. Like I said, yeah, this is one of the more pitcher-friendly parks. This year we've seen a uptick in home runs within a league, and but I still think this fair is on the pitcher-friendly side. So, you know, our guys like that, our bullpen guys, and our starters like it a lot. And so we like to use that to our advantage. So, yeah.
But the hitters get their weeks, too. We went to Asheville last week and saw 23 home runs, right? And a lot of eye-popping stuff from the hitters last week.
Yes. A lot of eye-popping stuff. I think another thing about Asheville is people don't consider is not only are the dimensions very small, but I think something with the elevation has to play with how far the ball travels. We've seen some 450s and 430s and things like that. So guys really like to see the hitters like to see their numbers in Asheville.
a little similar to Coors Field out in Colorado. I'm sure you got more requests in Asheville last week. Hey, can I get the data on this hit than you did in any other week this year?
Oh, yeah. So we got something called the research tool up in the dugout. And guys, as soon as they hit their bomb, they come out and they want to know, like, okay, how far was that? Can I see the video on that? Things like that. They want to know how far and how hard they hit the ball. So, yeah.
The farthest we've seen in this park's history, we saw earlier this year from Arturo Disla, a big 481. You ever seen that before?
481. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that. you know, Arturo Diesel, I know Spartanburg really loves him. He's a special player. You know, some things you can't, you know, recreate. And to see him hit a ball in left center out of the stadium, I mean, that's one of the deepest parts of the park. And it was just incredible. You know, it's hard to do that.
He puts up some numbers that I'm sure you barely ever see, right? He does some things that not many other guys do in the minor leagues.
Correct. So one thing I like to do whenever I'm just looking at players or things like, whether they're on our team or not, I like to see, for hitters especially, I like to see the exit velocity. Some guys could get to certain exit velocities, some guys can't. And it doesn't determine if the hitter is better or not, but you do like to see if a guy can hit the ball extremely hard. And Arturo Diesel put up some numbers, 121. I heard he hit a foul ball in Frisco, and that's just something, like, that's something you never see. Even in the big leagues, you see Otani and things like that. Guys who hit the ball really hard, it's 116, 118. Ellie De La Cruz got up to a 119, I believe, but like 121, and Diesel has some 117s while he was here. It's extraordinary.
It's still going for Arturo since he got the call up to Double A. He's playing just as well, if not even better right now. For the Rough Riders, Tyler Hickman with us here on the Spartanburgers Radio Network. Spartanburgers Data Apprentice. How'd you get into this, Tyler? I know you played college baseball at Tougaloo College. How'd you get with the Rangers after that?
Yeah, so played college baseball in Tougaloo College. I wanted to find everybody's dream when they're playing ball is to make it to the league. If not, my second goal was like, okay, I'm going to put baseball with numbers. I was a mathematics major, so I wanted to find a way to do that. I got my first internship with the Twins right out of college for the 2024 season. That was an internship, and then after that, got my first full opportunity with the Rangers last year, 2025, in Hickory, and now I'm here.
What was it like at Tougaloo College? What would you take away from your time there that you put to practice today?
Oh, man, Tougaloo is a very special place. It's a very small family feeling. I think that's where I learned some of my resources, like, you know, being a good teammate and things like that. And also, just because it's so small, you have to kind of, you know, deal with what you have. Like, you have to be very resourceful and use everything you have. And so I think that's been a skill I traveled with. Also, my head coach, Earl Sanders, was a first-round draft pick by the Expos. In the 80s from Jackson State University, and so he taught me a ton about the game, and I just learned as much as I could from him.
Tyler Hickman here with us on the Spartanburgers Radio Network. Your time translating from Tougaloo College here to the Rangers system. Last year we talked about you were in Single A in Hickory with a lot of the same coaches, right, that you're working with now here in Hub City and in High A. What have those relationships been like, and how have you formed those over the last few years?
Oh, man, they've been great, man. It's been almost a blessing to have the same group of people to be able to continue to learn from. Maldonado, the manager, it was a big leaguer, and he has a vast amount of knowledge about the game, and he sees it differently than I think a lot of people do. So getting resources from him and just everybody else, I really appreciate the staff, and I feel like I'm able to learn something every step of the day.
Quite the motley crew you guys have down there on the coaching staff here with the Spartanburgers, second ever year here at Fifth Third Park. As we look toward the next month or so, any guys specifically in terms of data that are standing out to you that you're expecting to see good stuff from the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, so I would, everybody, we love Malcolm Moore so far. He's extremely hot. I will continue to watch him as he progresses. Doing very well on the catching side, not only just the hitting side, but the defensive side. Continue to watch guys like Ismael Agreda. I mean, you know, I think there's more to come from that. And, you know, all of our guys, honestly, like everybody have something to prove. And so I'll continue to watch our guys throughout the year and watch them fight.
Always good to see the progression. One more for you. You mentioned Malcolm. A lot has been talked about his offensive game, but the caught stealing numbers are skyrocketing this year. What do you see from a data side in terms of limiting the base runners that Hub City's done so well here recently?
So, first of all, just purely Malcolm, he got a cannon. I think he does a good job of transferring the ball out and getting it out as fast as possible. And we just make sure we communicate with our pitchers and make sure to keep their times to the plate low. And as they continue to work on that together, we'll continue to try to throw guys out. So, I think Malcolm has done a very good job, especially from last year, and making those strides to be really good at on the defensive side this year.
Awesome, Tyler. We appreciate the time. Keep crushing it on the data side here with the Burgers.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We'll be back after this here on the Spartan Burgers Radio Network.